What you doing, big bro? Laying your bed on your phone in the fetal position at 10:30 at night instead of doing your homework. Now that's a vibe I can get behind. And staring very intently at your home screen, shoulders tense, in a definitely innocent way. Yeah, that's right, move over. I totally caught you. So you might as well show me what sort of nasty, degenerate things you were looking at. Otherwise, I'm going to have to assume the worst, right? You can't have your sweet little sis going around thinking a big bro is secretly into all sorts of horrible, depraved things, can you? There you go. Pull it up. Oh my, big brother. You've been thirsting at pictures of hot girls on Insta this whole time. Oh, have you been getting lonely, cooped up at home, unable to make new friends? Have you been unable to meet certain needs? Do you wish that instead of behind your screen, you had one of those pretty girls pressed up behind you? Her warm thighs against your butt, soft tits against your back, her hot breath on your ear. Well, since you're already here, why don't you go back to doing what you were doing before? That's right. There's nothing wrong with wanting a bit of intimacy, is there, big bro? Maybe that pretty girl behind you could take one hand and gently stroke your hair while she speaks softly into your ear. Maybe if she were extra naughty, she would take her tongue and give your cute ear a bit of oh, look. Big bro, something's moving in your pants. Looking at all those hot girls on the internet must have gotten you pretty excited, huh? Well, in any case, it sure seems like you've got quite a wide taste. You like those cute hashtag eagle types with their big, pretty eyes. Gorgeous Russian ladies love to show off their feet. You're into busty Asian chicks. Big titty goth girlfriends. There is one thing I know for certain. You are a sucker for smooth, creamy thighs. What? No, I wasn't grinding into you. No, you must have been projecting your sick fantasies onto your innocent little sister. No, you're right, I'm sorry, that wasn't fair. Hey, look at me. No, turn around, I'm serious. Look at me, please. I know you've been feeling lonely lately. I know you've gone through some extremely hurtful things. I can't say I know what it's like, but I've seen how you've changed, before and after, and how you've slowly been getting better. I want to let you know that it's gonna be okay. I know that for sure, one day you will find someone. I know that because I know you're a wonderful person, in all of the ways. And just like you've always said to me, time is always so much powerful than you think it is. So keep being that wonderful person I know you are, and one day, all of this will only be a tiny part of you from the past, okay? Can I hug you? love you too. It's gonna be okay. For now, maybe we can do this again someday.